Bacoja Thofalcha Roiv Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. The Eva Corja, the Faulty Roth, Gideer Clore, Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme, Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next, 2 hours or so and enjoy some of the tracks that we have on this week's programme. And believe you me, friends, this is an unusual Sounds Irish programme. We'll just tell you, first of all, that it is a pre-recorded programme and you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I say so often, you can contact me at any time by email. everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And this week, we have a very special Sounds Irish. Well, in my book, they're all very special. But this one, shall we say, a Sounds Irish with a difference, because we've got the distaff side of the family this week. In other words, the ladies. Every track will be sung, played, produced or otherwise by a female. Whether it's an Irish song or an instrumental, whatever, it'll all be the women this week. And we're starting off with, of course, my favourite Irish female artist. You know, of course, it's Anne Maria O'Riordan, God bless her. And she's singing the very first song that I ever heard her sing. It's called Cúil Chlare. And it tells the story of a man reminiscing. He's been 50 years away from Cúil Chlare. And now he's thinking of going back again. And, well, the sort of meeting point for the village was the church gates. They used to play football around there. They used to chase the girls around there. And he hopes in the end to be buried inside those gates. This is the wonderful song, Cúil Chlare, sung for us by Anne Maria O'Riordan.
I've been away from Ireland now for nearly 50 years, and thoughts of home are still so dear to me. Often I gaze across the ocean and my eyes grow dim. Let me tell you of the visions that I've seen. As a barefoot child, I stood there when the summer sun did shine across the steeple of that little church down there, and we got every evening while the weather would be fine around the chapel gates in Coolclare. So in dreams I'd love to ramble down the village street and meet the boys and girls gathered there to sing the good old songs, telling of old Ireland rounds around the chapel gates in Coolclare. There were weddings planned and matches made, and stories old and new. play those football matches till the final whistle blew. Around the chapel gates in cool acclaim, we would talk about the neighbors, the weather and the time. The boys were courting on the sly. We would watch the collies passing down and bid them the time of day. And perhaps we'd catch a twinkle in their eye. So in dreams I'd love to ramble down village street and meet the boys and girls gathered there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gates in Coorat Lane, I'm growing old and weary in this land so far away, but I'll return to Ireland yet if God will spare. And when all is done, they lay me at the closing of my days inside chapel gates in Coorat Lane, inside the chapel gates in Coorat Lane.
Hasn't she got a wonderful voice? That wonderful interpretation of Coorat Clare there from Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Just while I think of it, we'll be hearing a lot of favourites on the programme this week, songs that you hear on a regular basis on Sounds Irish. Anne-Marie said somewhere, I can't remember, I read it or I heard her say it, that one of her big influences with regard to singing was Dolores Keane, and that's who we're going to hear now. And we're going to hear my favourite Dolores Keane track. You've just heard my favourite Anne-Marie O'Riordan track. Now it's Dolores Keane on Immigrant Eyes. This tells the story of Ellis Island, you know, the Isle of Hope. No, you're not getting that song. You're getting Immigrant Eyes, as I've told you. The old man, well, he's a young man. When she looks into her grandfather's immigrant eyes, because the grandfather came from Ireland to seek his fortune in America, and she often pictures him on Ellis Island, which was sort of the gateway to America for the Irish immigrants, having travelled that awful journey across the Atlantic Ocean, usually down in the bowels of the ship, the third class passengers, having suffered all sorts of illness, disease and problems of the sail. They then arrive at Ellis Island and might be rejected and sent back home because of something. They have to have all their papers in order. And imagine all those people queuing up. I think there's one line on it in the song that says, all dressed like a costume ball. And one young man there in the corner wondering how he's going to make his fortune in America. But he does. Here's Dolores Keane and Immigrant Eyes. And as I say, every time I play a track like this, listen to the lyrics. They tell a lovely story.
Like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared.
turn of the century pilgrims, bound by the dream that they share. They were standing in lines just like cattle, hoped and sorted and shout. Somewhere one desk away from sweet freedom, some torn from someone they love. Through this sprawling tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's eloquent eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's rocks and stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor, came ashore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant guys.
He started with nothing, and he made it for all of his life. Don't take it for granted. He made it in the end, but it was a struggle. A wonderful song there from Dolores Keane. And continuing with our ladies, because that's all we're going to do from now until the end of the programme, you're going to hear Irish female artists. Now, this is one of the most popular female singers in Ireland since the mid-50s, and late 50s anyway. I speak of Bridie Gallagher. Now, once again, with hand on heart, I say I'm not the world's greatest Bridie Gallagher fan, but she really made a name for herself, not only here in Ireland, but throughout, the US and in Europe and in the UK. She sang in her own inimitable way. And I remember actually hearing her singing with the BBC Light Orchestra on one of the radio programmes way, way back. Bridie Gallagher. And here she's going to sing for us her most popular track of all time. In my book, it's the one that really launched her career, although she wasn't the first to record it. Here's Bridie Gallagher, The Boys from the County Armagh. She says, I love its cathedral and city, once founded by Patrick So True. At St. Patrick, founded his cathedral in Armagh, and it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. Brian Boru was an Irish chieftain, a very famous Irish king. Give him his proper title, Joe. He was a famous Irish king that defeated the Vikings at the Battle of Clontarf, and his ashes are in Armagh. So, without further ado, here's Bridie Gallagher and the boys from the County Armagh.
There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedral and city, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter I've travelled a part of the county, through Newtown, Cork, Hillcross, Maglen, around by the gap of Mount Norris, and home by Blackwater again, where the girls are so gay and so hearty, none fairer in Erin go bra. Ah, but where are boys that can court them like the boys from the County Armagh? It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter my heart's at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh.
I'll tell you a little story with regard to that particular song. Before I do it, I'll just tell you that not too long ago, Bridie Gallagher went to God at the age of 87. Now, I, as you know, for a long time, worked with the Jack Ruan Band in Ballina for about 7 years. And on one particular evening, we were heading towards to play in Armagh itself. And it was at the time that that particular track was being played. Well, it was a record at the time, was being played on the radio. And Jack said to me as we drove, "Do you know this song that's out at the moment, The Boys from the County Armagh?" And I said, "Well, I've heard it, but I wouldn't know it." So he said, "It would be great if we could play it tonight." So what we did, I said, "I'll tell you what we'll do. When we get to Armagh, we'll go into some little cafe or restaurant and see if they've got a jukebox in there. And we'll take a listen." Lo and behold, we arrived in Armagh about 5 o'clock in the evening, prior to the playing at the dance, and we went into this little restaurant, and there we put our money into the jukebox and played at least 10 times. We must have driven the other customers crazy playing this track over and over again so that people could scribble down the words and I could get the chords in my head. And before the dance, we got all the band together and we rehearsed it. And, well, it wasn't too bad. And the crowd stood and applauded us. Mind you, when we got back home to Ballina, we did a proper arrangement of it the next day because it was a very popular song. But talking about rehearsing in a restaurant, it was almost like that. But that was Bridie Gallagher and the Boys in the County Armagh. We Irish people love our mammies, right? And here's Anne Breen. Now, I played Anne Breen a couple of weeks ago on the programme, and I got great response, tremendous response from listeners all around the world. Could we have some more Anne Breen? Here's Anne Breen, and I agree with her sentiment. She said, there should be medals for mothers. And I'm sure all of you listening to me, whether your mother is with God or whether she's in Ireland or wherever, you'll agree with Anne Breen's sentiment.
I dreamed Mama walked up the heavenly stairs, and medals for mothers were given up there. They mentioned a million things Mom did for me, things I took for granted but never could see. If there's medals for mothers, for all of the deeds they have done, if there's medals for mothers, Mama, you'd win every one. A medal of honor was pinned on her bed, a medal of duty and kind, tender care, a medal of patience she won up above, but the biggest of all was the one for her love. If there's medals for mothers, for all of the deeds they have done, if there's medals for mothers, Mama, you'd win every one. Mama, you'd win every one.
And now for another story. Picture the scene, a boy and a girl. She's in Galway, he's in Connemara, which is a district of County Galway. They fall in love, but her family don't like him, and she has to go to England alone. But before she goes, he gives her a Connemara marble ring. Now, you all know about the Connemara ring. We've spoken about it before on Sounds Irish. And she promises him, and he's holding her close, and she's crying before she goes away to England, that she will always wear that ring to the day she dies. And she does. The Benn sisters. Now, listen to the story. The Benn sisters from Northern Ireland and their lovely story of the Connemara marble ring.
Her family sent her away. When a boy from Connemara won her heart, before she left, he gave her a ring, the most beautiful one she'd ever seen, to remind her of his love when they were apart. She left for England alone. He went back to his Galway home. It was the last time that they ever kissed goodbye. Oh, never again would he hold her near. With all of her heart, she loved him dear. One last promise she made him as she cried. My Connemara marble ring, everywhere with me I'll bring, and to everyone its praises I will sing. Upon my finger it has stayed forever. She told me of the promise she had made. Now I can wear her ring with pride. I know Grandma never lied until today. Upon her finger it had stayed. My
Wasn't that a lovely story from the Benn sisters, the Connemara Marble Ring? Do you know, friends, I'm really enjoying today's programme and I hope you're doing the same. Some lovely tracks, and we haven't finished yet. One of the icons in Irish music, certainly where the ladies are concerned, is Mary Black, because you'll hear Mary Black's name mentioned even outside of Irish music when it comes to folk music generally. And I've got to be honest with you here. As I said earlier on about Bridie Gallagher, I'm not the world's greatest Mary Black fan either. I don't like everything she does, but that's life, isn't it? I do like this one, though. This one is entitled Donegal Breeze. Yes, that's right. Another song about Donegal.
Eyes and your lost and broken wings. My head.
head upon your shoulder as you take me in your arms. Continents will crumble, we will find no harm. With your dark hair in the sunny gold winds, bringing me softly and sweetly to the ground.
Mary Black and Donegal Breeze. Typical Mary Black track, and that's not easy to say, but very well arranged and very well sung. Now, here's a song that, well, it's not really an Irish song, but in a way, because it's from the movie Finian's Rainbow, and Bing Crosby had a big hit with it, but Bing Crosby isn't an Irish female singer, so I'm not having his version of it, but we are having a wonderful version of How Are Things in Glacomorra, and don't ask me where Glacomorra is. I think that was just a name that somebody conjured up for the movie. Maybe I'm wrong, and you'll write and tell me if I am. Here's Maureen Hegarty. Now, I discovered Maureen Hegarty by accident when looking for another singer. She has a wonderful voice, and this is a wonderful arrangement of How Are Things in Glacomorra.
Thank you.
I love that version of that song. Maureen Hegarty and How Are Things in Glauchamora. Now, we're continuing with the female artist. Now, you may argue that this next performer is not actually Irish, but she's playing some Irish material for us, and she does hail from Irish parentage. I'm speaking of Eileen Ivers, one of the world's greatest fiddle players. She's playing for us here, Crossing the Bridge. Now, this is not your ordinary Irish piece of music. It is, of course, yes, but it's given a contemporary treatment and there's some wonderful rhythms going on. This girl has a tremendous sense of rhythm, and here she is, Crossing the Bridge, Eileen Ivers.